afternoon. I'll check sales.
Good afternoon, Attorney Chess. Stephanie, please.
This is.
Hey, Stephanie, how you doing? It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I've been hanging in there. You might remember
it's a good thing.
Still here, I guess.
That's always a good thing.
Been kind of a weird year. Seems like I've been put a lot of effort in with a little show for it, but but you might remember we had a mutual client we were working on named Sylvester for SBK. I think it was SBK Enterprises or something like that. I'm not sure whatever happened with him, but
did he?
Yeah, kind of lost touch with him too. And I think he last was trying to purchase a title, salvage title truck or something. It's like, good luck.
That wouldn't be with us. He wanted a salvage title truck and he wanted cigars. Because one little issue with it.
Oh, really? I don't ever know what the issue was with it.
Wow.
I think I remember it now. It was, God, what was it? I don't even remember, but he said something. Like, he went and looked at it or something. He was a finicky person, for lack of better words.
He was interesting.
But, yeah, I kept every time I talked to him, I think he forgot that he told me, but he was always talking about this BMW that he had. And I was like, okay, man, I really don't care, but okay.
Right?
Has nothing to do with my job. But, no, I was just checking to see if you had anything else. Anyone else you want me to look into for you guys?
Hey, possibly. What is your opinions on a 96 P377 974 in the miles, no papers on it? Customer has between a 640 and a 670, but has a bankruptcy that discharged 2.5 years ago.
2.5? Yeah, it sounds doable, actually. It's going to be right on the cusp, obviously. It's a tough one. But no papers on the truck means that there's no title or anything? Or
No, we got a title. I just mean, like, no rebuild.
Okay, that's fine.
Paperwork, yeah, stuff like that.
We don't look at stuff like that, really. Mileage isn't so much an issue. It's kind of weird how we operate.
About the bankruptcy.
Yeah, well, if it's 2.5 years and he's reestablished his credit since then, we might be okay. How much is the total cost?
$14,950, and he has 20% down, so he'll only be financing $11,960.
$11,960? Yeah, we should be able to do that. I'm going to write this down, actually. Or if you want to email it to me, whatever's easier for you. $11,960. Yeah, it sounds doable. I mean, I've been getting a lot of surprising approvals lately, especially if he has money down and has some skin in the game.
Exactly.
And
it's not that expensive of a truck.
No, I mean, they're probably going to look at that and the fact that he has money down and be fine with it.
Maybe if he's a startup?
Well, 2 years is really the cutoff for startups. One concern is he over the road or is he interstate?
Honestly, I don't know. He's an out-of-state customer, so it's kind of one of those that really get the information they're willing to give.
Gotcha. Well, if you want to send me over what you have, let's see here. I have your email address as, had it somewhere. Just Stephanie at alltrucksales.com. alltrucksalesco.com.
C-O.
Yep, co.com is what I have.
But you won't get nowhere without that.
So I will email you right now. And, do you have like an application that you guys have on him? You can just send that over if you want.
Oh, I got him filling out one right now. I'm just been up his ass the past 3 hours to give it back.
Sounds like every single one of my clients, and I get it back and don't hear from him, so who knows?
I know. Exactly. Well, that's what Mike, was like, should we have him put a down payment down? Let's get the flipping form back before we ask for a hold.
Baby steps, right?
Exactly. So, well, I think we should ask. No, we're not asking for him to put money down. Not down, but to hold the truck. You know? So.
Yeah, sounds doable. I mean, I've definitely had some tougher ones than that. I had a couple brothers that had horrible credit. They both had like 530s and 540s. Really, the only thing that saved them was the equipment was around $17,500 or something like that. But they had comparable debt on their credit that they'd actually financed before in the past and paid off, so they went ahead and approved them. So that was surprising. But, the bankruptcy, if it's 2.5 years and they've reestablished their credit, it's definitely something we can look into. So, but I'll be able to tell you real fast either way. I haven't ran – the last bankruptcy I did was for – was for someone that didn't even have a business bank account or a federal tax ID number that tried to apply. And they, of course, were declined. But it sounds like this one is more established. And Should be doable. I mean, I think if anyone can do it, we should be able to.
You better be.
Right?
Somebody's got to do this. It's like a mic up my ass, and I don't want that.
Well, check your email, Stephanie. I'll get an email to you so you can just send everything that you have over to me from there, and I'll look into it. I'll let you know as soon as I can, though.
All right, sweet. Thank you.
You too. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.